Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pacific the Casual Gamer podcast. I know it's original name, and this is the first episode, and I'm here with my friend Ragnar. He's a gamer, just like the rest of us. So, Rag.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I only play Clash of Clans. No, that's a joke.
Yeah, so if you're watching on YouTube, we're just playing Call of Duty. I'm playing without sound, so I can get his voice in here. If you're on Anchor, just sit back, relax, listen while you're jogging or, I don't know, doing whatever you do. I usually listen to stuff when I'm cleaning. But, Rag, so my first question for you today is, what is your favorite game? Yes. Let's start with that.
Skyrim.
Skyrim. What makes Skyrim your favorite game?
That's just so much to do, even without mods. Like, you can think you did everything. Mm-hmm. And so many choices you can make.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot in Skyrim. God, that sounded like such a cringy fucking lie. this podcast is off to a great start. Like, yeah, it's a pretty good game. I agree. And what's your favorite game to play right now?
This game,
Call of Duty Modern Warfare, baby. And what makes it, like, the game that you just like to play right now?
It just has, like, old time God feeling.
Yeah.
Like Modern Warfare 1 or 2.
Except for the sound.
Yeah.
And the map design.
Reminds me of Seed.
That's great. So, a question I have for you is, when was, like, your first experience with games? That's a tough question.
Let me think. Yeah. I'm gonna have to say Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, that was what, for the Nintendo? Yeah. That one?
Yep.
Man. How old were you when you started playing that?
Yeah, what? Like, 6 or 7.
Dang. Your parents don't care about the freaking M-rated crap?
No. I was like with my cousins and his friend who was playing, trying to beat the game.
Oh. Yeah, mine was Halo, and I was 3.
I had to play Halo too. Forgot about that.
I feel like that's a lot of people's first game, like Halo and something on like an old console, because the freaking older brother plays the new console. That was my situation. All right, what's your favorite console?
Xbox.
Which one?
Yeah.
There's so many great ones to choose from. That's not the Xbox One.
The original Xbox.
The original one.
Yeah.
Well, because the Xbox One, like... remember when it started as, like, a... Remember the TV? The TV cable for it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then people figured out they could just hook the Xbox 360 up with the TV cable. Do you remember that? Back in, like, 2013. Dude, it was great. I remember watching that, and I'm like, wow, Microsoft, what have you done? Yeah, I mean, so I suck at interviewing. I honestly do. I have, like, I have no other prepared... I actually have no prepared questions for you. Guys, Austin's, like, my best Xbox friend, and I suck at interviewing.
Yeah, like, we know everything.
Let's talk about Siege. So Siege for you and me has been a pretty big game. Like, I'd say if you look at the time that we've played together, it's been like 99% Siege.
Yep.
So what do you think is, like, when you and me are playing, what do you think creates, like, the best moments?
When it's a 1v5.
When it's a 1v5?
Yeah.
Alright, so...
I came to clutch a kick.
I came to clutch a kick. And then, oh, good, my cat's on the table. I'm gonna throw a water bottle at him. Oh, good, he's gonna play with it. Thank God. Oh, my God. Yeah, so, like, for the viewers here, let's say you...
Last one's up top.
You're the 1v1, right? You're the guy doing the 1v5.
Yeah.
How would I act while I'm watching you? Tell me how I'd act.
You'll be silent. Give me the comms and whatnot and call outs.
Yeah, and how
Which,
would you act if I was in the 1v5?
not being very helpful, if I'm being honest.
I feel like sometimes, though, when I'm like the guy who's dead watching you, I'm just like, oh, 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 like a, you know,
Oh
like an
yeah,
old
I do that
lady when they're
too.
watching sports. Oh, and you used to have a YouTube channel, right? You
Yeah.
want to tell them about Potato Plus 1000?
I do not.
You
Yeah,
don't? Do you want me to?
you can.
Right, so Austin started a channel. This is actually how we met. Was I was streaming Skyrim. He used his channel, commented on my Skyrim live stream, and what happened? What? By the way,
Oh.
guys, Austin, we're doing 2v2 on Call of Duty. He's at 100 health. The other guy was at 8,
Don't.
and Austin died. So, anyways, we were
I didn't
playing.
expect them to crouch down.
I was
So.
streaming Skyrim. He was commenting. Yeah, he did duck under your bullets. And then Austin had his channel, and it was like gaming, and he used the potato camera, which was no screen recording, which
A
you
cell
just
phone.
a cell phone. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was a camera. You just point the cell phone at the TV. Or towards the end of his career as a YouTuber, he used
Yep.
the most laggiest computer recording software in the world. You remember that? And
I do.
through sheer willpower and force and commenting, he took his YouTube channel and grew it to 1,000 subscribers. And right before it grew to 1,000 subscribers, PewDiePie did his thing where he was like, I'm gonna delete my channel at like whatever million subscribers. And Austin said he was gonna delete his channel at 1,000, and he actually deleted it. And we met, the first time we met was me and him. We added each other. And then I beat him in a Black Ops 2 1v1, and then never talked to him for like
That's the
6
only time we
months.
played. Until I got Xbox One, yeah.
Yeah, 360 days. Well, actually, no, the Xbox One was out. And we've made some videos together. Done Siege. I actually think it's only
Yep.
Siege, if I'm not
Live
mistaken.
streams.
Oh, live streams, PUBG.
Oh
lots of
yeah.
PUBG.
Oh yes.
Where
Lots of upvotes.
oh my god, D Live. I honestly forgot about that. So in case you guys don't know, there's like this blockchain thing, and it's this blockchain called Steam, and someone made an app on it called D Live, and it's just live streaming, and you can get money out of it in really shady ways. And me and Austin would stream on it like every day and try to get the upvote. I think I actually made about $2,000 off that.
And I never get my money
And you
back.
never got your money back. I even paid you. I even gave you. I sent you
Yeah,
the money and you never
you did.
got it, dude. And then
Yeah.
I used that money to
Don't talk about the
launch
Twitch
the Twitch.
channel.
Oh, and
That septums.
the Septims. Austin could never get Septims working. He added this point system on his Twitch channel. It was Septims. He never got them working. Yeah, that was great. I never got my Septums for being a lifetime viewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty good gaming. What do you think, actually? This is a good question. These are just all questions I'm like BSing you with right now.
Okay.
What do you think is like the worst part of the gaming industry that isn't loot boxes? Because I feel like that would be everyone's go-to is
When
the loot
people,
boxes.
yeah. When they release half-finished games.
Oh. What do you think is the
Dropped
worst
off
half-finished
Battlefield 5.
Battlefield 5? Yes, dude. I don't even know if that was even. I don't even know if you could classify it as half-finished. Like maybe a quarter? Man, that's a good game. What about Battlefront 2?
Oh, it was a decent game.
Yeah, I like
It
the
just
gameplay
didn't
of it.
go as good as it could have.
Yeah. They finally added more characters and now no one plays it.
Yeah, now it's that's a lot. Lots of people play it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Is there any games you're excited for? Like, I'm excited for this when Civ 6 comes out. We can nuke everybody on Xbox.
Civ 6 will also be mine. Yeah.
Because I think what we were excited.
Revolution,
yeah. Nuking each other in the revolution. I think we were just excited for MW, Outer Worlds, and Civ, right? We were both just excited for that. Well, that was awkward silence, and I honestly don't even. I don't even have anything else to ask. Honestly, I can't think of anything else to say. God.
Stellaris.
Oh, I'm trying. Yeah. So, me and Austin in Stellaris. It's a space strategy game. Attempted to make the Star Wars Trade Federation, and when we were on the brink of greatness, like we were, the game file corrupted. Yep. And you know what Austin said? He said, at least we got good practice. That's what he said. That was... You remember that? And it...
I do.
It didn't take the pain away. The fact that we just lost, like, 20 hours of progress. Oh my god. Remember you setting up war demands? Yeah. He didn't understand how to set up war demands. And he ended up going to war with these people, and it was a big war. And the only thing Austin got out of it was, like, bragging rights. And then the next one was he got a system, and it was the capital of the person he didn't even attack. It was, like, an alliance. And it was across the galaxy.
Both are left side.
Yeah, we're playing COD while we're making this. Mm. So where do you live, Austin? Let's give the people sense where you live.
Carolina.
South Carolina, and I live in Washington. And what hobbies do you do besides gaming?
Fishing.
Fishing.
What's fishing your every day?
Fishing. Do you actually fish every day?
I wish, but no.
Oh. And you want to tell people about the other hobby that you do with the great Sam Walton?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
It's the best place you can have a job at. A great community, especially when you live in a ghetto town. You meet so many people, and they talk to you, even though you don't want to talk to them.
What is this place that you're talking about?
It begins. It's a two-syllable place.
Oh, wait, they could fire you off of that, right?
I don't think so.
All right, go ahead and keep going.
That one's on me.
Two-syllable place.
Yeah.
What letter does it start with?
Oh, I thought it was a guilt trip. It's Walmart.
Dude, it's Walmart.
The best place you can.
And where do I work?
Yeah. The same
place. The same place, dude. Oh. I gotta say, what is the weirdest customer you've ever had to interact with at Walmart?
So this lady wanted filler paint, and showed her the filler paint, and she didn't understand that you can't use, normal paint for, like, walls.
Oh, really?
She's like, oh, well, can I just use, yep.
Oh, no. How long did it take you to explain it to her?
It took two guys, another guy.
No!
Yeah. And she finally caught on.
That
latex paint would, like, what we call it, like, scratch up and get kicked up if you just walk on it with shoes and whatnot.
Dude. I feel like at Walmart, I mean, I don't know if you get this at your Walmart, but, like, 90% of the people at mine are just normal-ass people. Mm-hmm. Then there's, like, 9% of those really nice people. And then there's the 1% mm-hmm. of, like, just jerks. Like, I asked someone today, I was like, so what are you doing for Halloween? And he looked at me, he's like, why? Like, I'm like, dude, I don't know. And the people of Walmart exist. Guys, the people of Walmart exist.
It's just not something you see online.
No. It's, you can, if you stand in Walmart long enough. Actually, you know what? My first day there, someone's dog took a crap in one of the aisles. That was my first day at Walmart.
I know this one day this dog got in. I went around looking for the dog so I could poop its poop. I'm like, hey, doctor. Yeah, walking around the back, walking to each department. What are
Oh
you doing? I'm looking for the dog.
no. So I got this thing. I'm one of the only male cashiers there, right? In fact, I am in the morning shift, I am the only young male cashier. And so, you know what I get every once in a while? I get, "Hey Jared, our courtesy associate is on break right now. Can you help this lady carry her stuff out?" And it's kind of funny, 'cause like I almost feel like it's just because I am a guy, but I don't mind it. Like sometimes I watch him do that with the ladies there too. Like they're totally like sexual profiling, but like no one cares 'cause we all just go there for the paycheck. It's interesting. Does that happen at your Walmart too? Oof. But I'm assuming no one cares 'cause they're there for the paycheck. Dude, I gotta tell you. Actually, I gotta ask, I'm curious, what's like your best customer?
This old white dude that comes in from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Always nice and polite.
You know what's funny?
And all that good stuff.
That's the same exact person that is like my best customer. Is the old nice and polite white dudes. It's interesting that Walmart does that. Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you have anything else to add? Anything you want to say? Anything you want to promote?
Oh yeah, how you guys? There'll be any guys out there. Stay single. Your friends need you.
Yeah, Austin may have become my number two because I have found a number one female. Actually, just the other day, I was like, "Austin, you want to play Call of Duty?" And we were playing Call of Duty, and I had to cut it short because she wanted to go get Baskin Robbins. You remember
I don't want to talk about it.
that? That's Austin's life advice, is stay single. Now, what we're gonna do is we're gonna do like the Walmart talk show. Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Shout out to my manager, Janet, for being the only good management that we have.
Oh,
Yeah,
Janet. Oh, dude, wait, are you actually serious?
was the only good one.
Dang.
Fact, right?
Is she gone now? Or is she still there?
She's still.
Nice.
It shows out because she had an injury. But she's back now.
Nice.
So it's good. Yeah.
Oh, and then do you have any social media that anyone can follow you on if they want to? Or are you off the
This
grid?
Facebook account? I mean, not Facebook. I mean, YouTube. Not YouTube. What am I trying to say? Because
Xbox?
this. Xbox. Yeah. Is that social media?
Yeah,
Are you.
sure. Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if Xbox made like XTube or something like that.
Yeet.
Yeah, there's Austin's gamer. Let me pull him up. Let me pull up Austin's gamer tag for you guys. It is Ragnar Blurp. Oh, I like how my face cam's in the way. Let me go and take it off right now. Ragnar Blurp. RAGHNAR space BLRP. And you can add him on Xbox and send him messages and be like, "Hey." Hey with two Ys, slide into the DMs with Rag. That's really it. This is like the first real podcast. It sucked. Sort of. I mean, I had a good. I don't know. Did you have fun? I had fun.
I did.
Talking about video games and Walmart. Dude, I like how like half the podcast was Walmart. Oh my god. All right, that's it, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed,
It's on your
you
side.
tell us in the comments below. If you guys have any questions for me or Austin, oh, name drop, he's Rag, Austin, same person, feel free to drop in the comments below. I'm Pacific the Casual Gamer, this is Rag, and we'll see you guys later.